talking with Heath Sanders from Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, you kind of gave us a little bit of a status update here at this wheat crop evaluation meeting of the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association. Not much moisture. I know that has given you obviously the biggest problems this year.
That's correct, Ron. Not only were we already down, and then we get kicked when we're down when we get a freeze, the moisture has been the limiting factor. We've got canola fields out there that are short. We've got canola fields that are still trying to flower and still trying to put on pods. It's been windy. It's getting warmer. I'm a little concerned about in the upcoming days about our temperatures getting as hot as they're going to get. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough year.
Are most of these fields going to have at least some production, or are you going to see some fields that just going to have to zero one out?
I think there's going to be fields. I've looked at fields that, you know, you can walk out there and it's thick and it looks like canola. But there's a lot of fields out there that it's pretty thin. It's not going to make much seed. It will make some, but it's definitely going to be one of those calls that producers are going to have to make, whether to harvest it or not.
You know, when we think about the canola crop, obviously we're still trying to grow acres on a year-to-year basis. What are you hearing from producers? How much has this discouraged them?
Oh, it's definitely discouraged some. But I've had a lot of guys tell me, this is not the canola's fault. This is weather conditions, and if the wheat is not going to be very good or doesn't look good, then the chances of the canola, it's not as good either. So a lot of first-time growers this year that have, that put in some canola, it'd be hard to compare this year to other years that we've had just because of all the things that's gone on.
Regarding, how many acres you think you may end up actually harvesting this year, you got any clue at all?
We are still trying to come up with some numbers. You add on what was winter killed out, the no-till versus conventional till canola. We know that acres are going to be much less, and we know yields are going to be much less as well. We're still trying to wrap our hands around just what is going to be harvested. I think as we look at this crop, it's probably going to look better than what it actually is. It takes, you can grow forage, but when you go to grow grain, it takes a lot more moisture, and that canola plant can only do so much. So I think we're going to see less acres than what was planted for sure, than what's harvested, and we're going to see pretty low yields.